It's a good morning. Welcome to Tech Ego. Of course, this is a show that is a show where we focus on the ups and downs of technology, and we look at the ins and outs and very quite interesting times that we are in. This 2022, of course, the whole 2020 was about COVID-19, wear your mask, sanitize. 2021 was about getting vaccinated, the pro-vaxxer, anti-vaxxer. If you get vaccinated, you are what, if you don't, you are. Now we are in another reality. Who talks about the vaccine? Who talks about COVID-19? No one. Now it's Russia. Now it's Ukraine. Okay, do you see how the world shifts? By the time we are going to wake up from the Russia-Ukraine karatagoma and go back to COVID-19 will be boring. COVID-19 wakashikulwa. If I speak in Oshuamba, I will say COVID-19 okwashikulwa, which means COVID-19 now has a brother, which is the Ukraine-Russia conflict, which is more conventional and more practical than the COVID-19 itself. So people who made money out of COVID-19, now they are losing it through the Russia and Ukraine conflict. And there are some of them that are making money now using the Russia-Ukraine conflict. All right, let's get into what we are discussing today. We are looking at the possibilities of a global internet shutdown. We are looking at the possibility of a global internet shutdown. If that will happen and people are afraid, and is internet at the verge of being shut down? Is internet at the verge of being shut down? So that's a question that we will try to answer today. And of course, the Ukrainian Prime Minister, we will get to his name, and the President, of course, the President of Ukraine, that is Volodymyr Zelensky, is calling for Russia to be unplugged from the global internet system. So he's calling that Russia must be banned from using internet. Is it possible? Of course, we'll answer this question this way. Business companies have been torn apart by the Ukraine war. And companies such as Google, Google, Apple, Meta, those companies, Meta, of course, is Facebook. They always used to deceive people to believe that they are neutral. But now they have pinpointed themselves with a color that is visible to everyone, that they have never been neutral. All businesses are now showing their colors, their true colors. Now, if you go to the banks now, it doesn't matter what bank it is, or an economist linked to any bank, and you ask them to come and say, please, can you come and explain to us what is the meaning of Russia sanctions, SWIFT sanction, MasterCard? They will not tell you because they are afraid of risking their reputation. So has it gone this far? Yes. Or we can say no. it has always been this far, but it has just always been painted with a wrong paint that we could not see through. But now everything, the black paint has been scratched out. Now we see everything clearly. That there was no neutrality at all in the world. And this is not the first time this is exposed. COVID-19 came to expose everything. There was no democracy, there was no freedom of choice at all. So, that when you see massive protests in Europe and in Canada, so Canada, like Canada, they've been truckers marching the whole month of February and of January and February. They've been marching. So is it possible for Russia to be pulled out of internet at a request of a unilateral request of one country? Many countries or many companies have done mass banning of products in Russia because of the invasion, including McDonald's. They have closed. They've closed their operation in Russia. Coca-Cola has also closed their operation in Russia. So you can imagine to the people that were addicted to Coke, that's already a medicine. So when you are addicted to Coke, Coca-Cola in Russia, Coca-Cola just needed to close down a bit. So by the time they are coming back, you have already moved on. So a lot of companies, KFC and other companies, a lot of them American companies, have closed down. So what does that mean? It means it's a double loss. They are losing, the Russians are losing. So people who are eating KFC, and mind you, those who used to cook KFC used to work for KFC in Russia, maybe they know one or two things. And that means creating a chicken-like business, KFC-like business, which is now Russian-born. So most of the things are working to the advantage of the local business people in Russia, because they are able to now fill the gap. You want to tell me that there are no Chinese or Indian companies that are independent from American companies that can fill that gap? Sure, of course they are. So this is a good time to some business people in Russia. The only sad thing is, if it was in Africa, in South Africa, for example, companies withdrawing, South Africa will collapse within 24 hours. Namibia can collapse within hours. Zambia can collapse within hours. Because we have no self-reliant measures in place. Whatever we do is leaning on others, or on what others can do. And we just come and consume. So as we move further on this discussion, we will see what the Russians have done to mitigate this problem, as if they knew it was coming, because they started preparing for their own internet recently. So they started preparing for their own internet. So Twitter and Facebook have been blocked in Russia. So Facebook is coming up to say they are suspending. No, Facebook is not the one that is suspending. Facebook has been blocked in Russia. So we need to get that one correctly. You know, the truth must always be the truth. You must always tell it as it is. So, they have been blocked. So now, the conflict in Ukraine is not only about geographic, it's not only geographical, but if I have to create my own word here, it might be internetical. So it might affect the internet. If I am allowed to create my own word. Anyway, English came as a result of the confusion of languages. So I will not be at crisis here if I create my own word. So apart from the conflict becoming geographical, many people who are analysts are projecting something like an internet shutdown at some point. Whether it is going to be the Russians shutting down the internet or the West, whoever will do it, but they are projecting that there might be a global internet shutdown. The question that remains unanswered is that should Russia be cut off from internet? So, recently, the Russians tech fraternity has been asked to test its own internet. They've been asked to test their own internet. Right, let's just go for a short break. I just want to position my stuff correctly here so that I'm able to get to the other page. Let's go for a short break and then we will return shortly.
Speak your mind while respecting the opinions of others.
How can you say Namibia was brought on a silver platter when so many people were massacred?
No, that's not what I mean. Mm-hmm. I mean on the silver platter.
In terms of the infrastructure.
Of the infrastructure. Mm-hmm. You know, there were schools, there were roads, there were...
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
To grab that victory against Ivory Coast will be a big one for us. It will be the first...
For social position to raise a child. What does that mean? Baby dumping.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
The commander say hold fire, they hold fire. When the commander says fire, they fire. You know, they are trained to kill. We are trained to arrest people and bring them before court.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
That's why some of us wear unbranded clothes. Mm. Because it's about selling their product.
So talk on Eagle FM. Eagle FM, the eye.
To our valued listeners and all Namibians, we are living in unprecedented times which have seen some extraordinary steps being taken, some of which have suspended the most basic of human rights.
And this is because for the first time ever since our country won its independence, we have been hit by a dangerous virus which is a threat to our livelihoods, the COVID-19.
The situation calls for us not to panic, but to work together and eradicate the spread of the virus. At Eagle FM, we urge you to always wash your hands with soap or use hand sanitizers.
Limit or avoid travel and respect our laws and obey authority.
We have the answer, and we will fight this the Namibian way. As Namibians, together, as one Namibia, one nation. Let's stand together against COVID-19.
The first free-range eggs produced and packaged in Ondangwa, Walenga eggs, are now available in 6s and 18s. These fresh free-range eggs are produced daily and have a shell life of over 28 days. Now listen up. Free-range eggs are the most nutritious and organic eggs available for human consumption. Just yummy. We at Walenga Eggs also want to give every Namibian an opportunity to own a share in our value chain. So if you want to sell or distribute Walenga Eggs, call Omalaiti Foods at 0811-273622 or 0811-660707. This is a first for Namibia. Walenga Eggs, the Great White.
All right. I was talking about the Russian internet service providers that were asked to test Russia's own internet. And they announced that they have successfully tested their own internet. So what does that mean? It means they are turning within. So they are turning within, and the 2014 sanctions has taught them to turn within. That depending on what is so-called global, what is global, so-called global internet will not help in the long run, because there might be something that will require them to be disconnected. And then if they have nothing to rely on, they will be disadvantaged. So they will be disadvantaged if they don't have anything to rely on. And they asked the internet service providers in Russia to say, guys, can we have our own internet? Can we test our own? So, a lot of the Ukrainian government, of course, also came in to say, please, no services to Russia. If you are a Ukrainian company, a tech company, no services to Russia. And they are also calling for an international ban to cut Russia off from internet. So Russia must be cut off from internet. But a lot of companies have said no. So a lot of internet companies, including the ICANN, that is a global internet body, it has said no, and they have already voiced themselves out to say, we are supposed to be neutral, and no, war cannot influence the decision to cut internet to a country. So they have distanced themselves from that decision. But is this decision, will it last? Will such a decision last? We are yet to see if it will indeed last. Now, let's get to the scenario. Let's now assume there is a serious problem that leads to the global shutdown of internet. How will the world be like? Of course, we will continue as radio, because our radio is not internet. TV will continue, because TV is not internet, but a lot of services will stop. A lot of services will stop because a lot of things have gone digital. So, and digital cannot be digital without internet. So, a lot of operations will come to a standstill. And businesses will lose money. So, I can give you an example of what happened last year in October when Facebook was off for 6 hours. You could not send a WhatsApp message, and you could not send a Facebook, you could not get to Facebook. Some people say, for the first time I slept well. That is what some people said. But some people were angry because they lost millions of dollars just within that 6 hours. So a lot of companies will lose their money. And it's not only Russian companies. Now, let me just take you through what happened today, the decision that was made yesterday by Joe Biden to ban the import of Russian oil. So when that decision was made, oil plunged high. And the European Union also said that they were going to cut the import of Russian oil by two-thirds. and the UK announced that they are going to phase out Russian oil within a year. So, which means they are going to still use it for until December. So, you know, when you listen to politicians, you must listen with 4 ears. Because if you listen to politicians and you are only listening with 1 ear, you will be deceived to believe that whatever decision they are making is correct. So you must listen with 4 ears. 1 ear should be political, the other one is economical, the other ear is moral, and the other ear must be ethical or analytical. Then you are safe. You must have 4 ears when you are listening to politicians. Just like when you are listening to prophets. So if you don't listen to them with 4 ears, you'll be deceived to believe that whatever they say is true. So if that could hurt people's pockets, internet will actually do worse. So cutting internet will actually do the worst. Now, it is not easy to sanction a country that has natural resources, that is self-reliant, and a superpower like Russia, where you have businesses interconnected globally, not only continentally, but globally. So if you are prepared to say, let's unplug the Russians, let us cut them out from our internet system, you must also be prepared to lose a lot of money. You must also be prepared to lose a lot of money. Now, when the Russian celebrated in 2019, when they celebrated that they have managed to come up with their own internet system, the world was crying to say, is Russia going to disconnect from the global internet system? So why was the world crying? So ask yourself that question. So that means that the world businesses, world economy is interconnected, is intertwined. There is no single country in the world that can just wake up and make a unilateral decision and think they can be successful. It does not work. So everything that we are hearing right now is just political. But from the economical, practical sense, things are getting messed up. So if you have to add internet in shutdown, for example, the countries that were upcoming from the bottom will sink back because their innovation sector will be hit hard. That's number one. Number two, like I said, a lot of businesses will lose money. Because if you disrupt the interconnectivity, it's like cutting somebody's hand. So it's like cutting somebody's hand. So it is not going to be, it's not something that is worth celebrating. Of course, the Ukrainian president and the prime minister could celebrate hearing that Russia has been cut from internet. But this is just a political thing. But millions of people will lose their jobs and millions of companies will close down and lose their revenue, including Ukrainian companies. Because internet is also interconnected. So you don't know which cable goes where. So if the Russian decides to bomb one of the cables that connects Europe, Europe will be out. So if whoever decides to vandalize another cable, Africa will be affected. And that is going to be a global karatagoma. Serious one. So that's how it is. But there's good news in all this. The other positive side of in internet or a global internet shutdown. Look, if you were addicted to gadgets that you could hardly sleep without going, you were just addicted to internet and to gadgets. That week when the internet is off, you will enjoy your sleep. And that's the healthy side of it. So by the time internet comes back, you would have learned how to live without it. So for the people who are addicted to internet, that is going to be medicine enough for cure. So it is going to be medicine enough for cure. A lot of teens that are addicted, a lot of children that are suffering from anxiety because they spend a lot of time on internet, that is going to be a pill for cure as far as the addiction is concerned. So they will learn now to, they will reshape their understanding and view of life. And by the time internet comes back, they would have had another way of life that would, in my view, balance livelihood. But when it comes to the economic side of things, it is a devastating and catastrophic decision, if one has to make that decision, to say that there must be a global ban for Russian users. The Russians, the Chinese, they contribute a lot as far as innovation and science is concerned. So science does not only come from Western democracies. It also comes from these two blocks. So if you unplug the Russians from a global internet system, the Chinese have their own private firewall. They have their own internet sharewall. They have their own. So it will mean that then the whole block will head to China, and that will give China more of a power because it has people that will rely on itself. But at the same time, China doesn't really want to be proactive in showing its true color as far as this war is concerned, because the Chinese are also between hat and rock. They have Europe and America as major trading partners, and they don't want to lose that. They also have Russia as major trading partner, and they don't want to compromise anything. And the Belt Road Initiative, several countries, the BRICS, they don't want to compromise on that too. And they also have a Taiwan crisis, which they also don't want to back down from. So that's a scenario in which the Chinese are finding themselves. And therefore, they cannot be proactive in really showing what their true color is, because this time, this day, they are calling for a ceasefire and a restraint. The next day, they are reaffirming Russia of their close ties, and I think 3 days ago the Chinese foreign ministry issued a statement to say that the relationship between China and Russia is solid rock strong. No two ways about it. So that's another color. The other color is to call the French and the German leaders, telling them about their concern about Ukraine, and also criticizing Western sanctions. So that's where the Chinese are finding themselves. Hat and rock. Right. We are going for a short break. It is 23 minutes to 12. After a short break, I'll open my lines. If you want to be part of the conversation, the number is 083-288-401. That's the number in studio. Let's investigate the scenario of a possible global internet shutdown, how it will play out.
The first free-range eggs produced and packaged in Ondangwa, Walenga eggs, are now available in 6s and 18s. These fresh free-range eggs are produced daily and have a shelf life of over 28 days. Now listen up. Free-range eggs are the most nutritious and organic eggs available for human consumption. Just yummy. We at Walenga Eggs also want to give every Namibian an opportunity to own a share in our value chain. So if you want to sell or distribute Walenga Eggs, call Omalaiti Foods at 0811-273622 or 0811-660707. This is the first for Namibia. Walenga Eggs. The Great White.
To our valued listeners and all Namibians, we are living in unprecedented times which have seen some extraordinary steps being taken, some of which have suspended the most basic of human rights.
And this is because for the first time ever since our country won its independence, we have been hit by a dangerous virus, which is a threat to our livelihoods, the COVID-19.
The situation calls for us not to panic, but to work together and eradicate the spread of the virus. At Eagle FM, we urge you to always wash your hands with soap or use hand sanitizers.
Limit or avoid travel and respect our laws and obey authority.
We have the answer, and we will fight this the Namibian way. As Namibians, together, as one Namibia, one nation. Let's stand together against COVID-19.
Speak your mind while respecting the...
All right, we continue, and it is, of course, 21 minutes almost to 12. 0832-3.401, that's the number in studio. If you want to be part of the conversation, we are talking about the possible internet shutdown. What will it be like? Of course, if you have a katoshe, you don't really care about the internet. But for somebody that just bought an iPhone, a 13, the one that asks you whether you are vaccinated, and you hear about a possible internet shutdown, you say, what? Or you have a girlfriend in India, you are here. So which means there'll be no communication. So that is devastating to a world that we find ourselves in. Of course, when there is no internet, radio can survive that, because radio has been before internet. So radio can survive. There'll be few services that will survive, and the radio will be one of them. So, but we don't know how it will play out. But there, a lot of people are calling for a global shutdown, especially isolating Russia. So maybe the Russians might reply. KFM.
Yes, Mr. France.
Yes.
Can you talk a bit louder in the speakers?
I am very loud.
Yeah, now you are.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. I was speaking at the top of my mouth. I'm speaking actually at the top of my mouth to the point that my throat is even now paining. I'm not sure whether it is my voice or... But everything seems to be fine here. Yeah, so the possible... Yes, Eagle FM?
Yes, Master Franz.
Yes.
How are you, my brother?
Good, how are you?
I'm okay too.
Yeah.
Master Francis, when it comes to internet in the world, I think somehow people, even the war which is happening now in Ukraine and Russia, I think some companies really they are shooting themselves in the foot. Because the way I'm seeing these things, like Luasian, they are so connected to many things when it comes to technology. We can talk about even like satellites. We can talk about airplane. Most of the things which we do every day, they are also included. And the one thing also that you can understand now, the people who are trying to sanction the NATO arrays, is that some of them, they are benefiting because Russia is the one who are supplying. When it comes to even like gas, petroleum, and now diesel. Now, when we wonder, because now, remember that, you know, USA, they are also having a lot of countries with the sanction, including Venezuela, which they are also producing a lot of oil, but they are unable to supply to when it comes to OPEC because the sanction. And I'm wondering, because I'm seeing that they even, USA, they are sending the delegation to go and negotiate with the president of Venezuela. And remember one thing that they, you know, they're already having a problem with this gentleman there, who not Hugo, but the current Maduro. Now, when we wonder now, how they go on if even when it comes to relationship with like Chinese, they're having a good relationship with Russia. And this is the same thing with also North Korea and Iran. And then remember one thing also that Iran, USA also, they're having a problem with Iran. And we're talking about major contribution when it comes to oil. That's why we find ourselves in this mess, because USA, with their alliance country, they are trying to sanction all those. It's a problem, I think, they are creating themselves, and not only themselves, but the whole world. And I think as African, which we rely on, we don't produce anything, we don't do anything. We wait until them tell us what to do. It's a hard time for us also to start doing our own thing. Because remember the one thing which we never learn is that even when COVID came, Master France, a lot of people, a lot of things have been interrupted. But I'm telling our countries, we are not learning. Our government, when it comes to African government, we are not really learning to do our own thing. Remember one thing, Madagascar can try. That they find the medicine. Who come to set them up is United Nations. Not even one country try to go and find out how Madagascar defined this and Africa to find, even including Nigeria, we're talking about the superpower, Nigeria or Egypt, to go in there to find out how Madagascar find that medicine which they're talking about. Nobody is interested because it's not it's from Africa. But now, we've been fed by what? Medicine come from USA, including Russia. And even the Russian one, they complicated because they're saying there's now that Pushnik is not safe. You see how it is? It's all about economy. Who's going to benefit at the end of the day? Because remember the one thing that all of the countries now we have to go and buy from what? Either China or Johnson & Johnson, which is for American. All these things we are not learning from Africa. I see that at least maybe who will come up with, I think it's Uganda. Uganda, they said they come up with something in the South Africa. I think now they are going to produce that medicine of COVID-19. But otherwise, when it comes to economy, Africans, we have to come to rely to ourselves also. To have something proud from produced from Africa.
All right.
That's all, my brother. You remember one thing also that when I bring home back, you remember the cowboy which create a phone without a smart card? Where is it now? That is the thing which we have to talk about when we are talking about Africa,
right,
including Namibia. Thank you, my brother.
All right, thank you very much. Yeah, so the I can. Let me just get to what it means here. Yes. That is the Internet Corporation for Assigned Names and Numbers. It's an internet body. They actually gave a big no to the request to shut down internet for Russia. Eagle FM.
My brother, how are you?
Good, how are you?
We are trying. Just to correct the brother who I just talked.
Yeah.
South Africa actually was speaking on the last COVID discovery. The West then demanded that they want that so that they can take it up themselves, or else it should not be sold, neither distributed, and they are not going to authorize it.
Yeah.
But South Africa actually says, I don't know which other African country. I don't know if it's Tanzania or Ghana. One of the two, or Nigeria, they step in to say, no, bring it to us. We do it together. Just we don't know how far it should go. To come back to the African continent, and especially to our side of Southern Africa, we need to go back and have a clear understanding, especially to the young people. The first thing that we need to look at is that I want historians to disclose the agreement that was signed between the oppressors and the oppressed, which in this case, African in particular. The current president was the chairperson of that negotiation. We need to know what was agreed upon. If there's a review, that review needs to be done. And the starting point is the education system that we have in place. That does not talk about science and technology. As long as we talk about internet and anything related to advanced technology, it has to start with education system that you have in place. As long as, especially Namibia, we need to learn that as long as you have education system that asking you, talks about what is the wrongest river in Africa, you will never make your way to the moon. That you must forget. Now, the second one is who owns the means of production? Nobody talks about this. We need to take stock. If you want to understand who owns the economy, your economy, you can't just be told that it's your economy, your GDP is growth, but you don't know who owns this economy. Thirdly, your birthright, which is the land. The fight was for the land. Do you have the land? No. And I'm a bit disturbed by His Excellency the President when he was interviewed by Al Jazeera on the issue of the land. His remark, he does not talk to the mission and the struggle that we went for, what we fought for. No. He's diverting completely to the mission. And it does not save us, even for today and tomorrow. Whether they are trying to be politically correct, it's a fact.
All right.
We need the land in the hands of the state. It cannot be correct that the state said the land is there, but yet the same state says no, willing buyer, willing seller. And then the same state, when the citizens are asking for the land, the state is saying, no, we do not have money to buy the land and resettle our people. Now, why are you buying the land that you say belongs to you? You are buying it from who? And who determined the price?
All right. We can literally continue the issue of land on the home run.
Yes. I just wanted to bring that. So for you to have those equipment of science and technology,
right,
you need to put it on the land. Now, if you look, which we're driving around, that I'm talking about, if you go to Kunene, those farm owners are saying that MTC cannot put their tower there. And then you have a shortage of network from that side because the land is not yours. You can't put equipment there. Now, how do you develop? Now, the same goes when you're talking about these guests or reason and all these kind of things. We need to invest in our technology. And you can only invest in that technology when you have a good education system, men and women liberate and decolonize education. Because the current education that we have is a colonial project that was imposed on us. and we celebrate it, but it's not in our favor. It does not work in our favor because they want to continue exploiting our resources and our people. And then we remain only supplier of cheap labor, and we work for study, but not to own what is ours. As long as we remain like that, we remain ever backward. That's why they don't respect us. Even in Ukraine, all African leaders, you can see among 53 nations in Africa, not even a single one was consulted to say what is the issue. All what we're told is that, can you support the sanction that imposed in Russia? The West giving us an order. He said, support us and tell Russia you are wrong. Now, by so saying, we are now saying African, they got a design duty to accept everything comes from a white man. And a white man got a divine duty to tell a black man what to do. And we celebrate about it. I will read what has spoken, my brother.
All right, thank you very much. Yeah, so this is the international global, this is a global governing body of internet. The Internet Corporation for assigning names and numbers. They have said to the, they responded to the request from the Ukrainian Prime Minister. And they said, no way. We do not sanction. We do not get to sanction people. We want one world, one internet. So we don't get involved into those things. We are supposed to be neutral. Yes.
Yes, good morning, sir.
Good morning.
How are you?
Fine, how are you?
So I want to contribute on the internet, and also I will contextualize my point just very briefly with the economic fundamental problem. Or question. So in terms of the means of production, I think I've said that one also, but I'm just going to connect it, or I mean to incorporate that internet connection. Of course, I agree with what they are saying there, the global thing. In the, you were telling us one day that internet for every internet for everything or whatever they call it. So now, because I also on that, because even this morning I was talking about that. So how, talking about how the masses can own the means of production. And that is what the Russians believe, and the communists and the socialists believe, as opposed to an individual. Whether it comes to internet or any aspect of life, social, political, and technological development. So, and the person also, one person, I don't know why people always come and say, no, let me correct Angrobwana. Who has corrected you? Are you the Xavier of knowledge to come and always correct others on their views? Are your views correct? So that's just a passing, you know, a passing remark.
The most unfortunate thing, Uncle Bana, is that you are putting that comment on a wrong show, because I don't know.
No. I'm just. It was also mentioned now by somebody.
No,
the last caller. He mentioned.
How can the person correct you if you are just calling now?
No, not me now. He's correcting everybody that calls here. Okay.
No, Uncle Bana.
No, what are you saying? No, are you saying that I did not hear the person or it was not said? Or no, are you saying what?
Look, you guys want to turn this thing into
no,
you.
No, I'm not turning anything. I'm just saying.
No,
but
no,
when
no.
They mention that they want to correct Uncle Bana, you don't.
Uncle Bana, I have to let you go. I cannot allow you guys to come and turn this thing into your kindergarten where you just want to be playing around. We have work to do here. Igor FM.
Igor FM, good afternoon, Dr. Frank.
Yes.
How are you?
Fine, how are you?
I'm fine. When I listen to the way you are come up with how if this internet affected by Russia's war, Russia's Ukraine as well. Because when I listen, you see, it's showing that Russia is a strong country. Now we said those companies, they are just because they are for Western companies. We said that maybe they should move out from Russia on their own. But no matter it means that Russia is preparing himself. The moment they move, Russia is already putting other things to replace the movement. Therefore, if the internet, if Russia is putting its own internet, it means it will be meaningless to Russia. If the call is move away because it's a Western company, and also it's European Western companies also, maybe Russia is ready to put another company to replace Coke. And then also this KFC and so other companies. Which means it will be, because if you join the market, those people are crossing down. It's the benefit of those who are coming in. That is what we must know. If somebody is crossing down, it's the benefit for somebody who is coming, if it's a newcomer. It will take all of our market. Therefore, it's what we must learn also. We must learn from that. And then if it's, we get even just, me, I'm supporting Russia. It's strong enough so that we can keep those Western countries to their side, not to the United, what this Soviet Union is state. They must stay their side, not to interfering here. To me, I'm not helping them. I'm not supporting them. We don't want them to interfere.
All right. Therefore, my time is actually gone. Sorry for cutting you.
Okay, fine.
Yes. Right, my time has really come to an end, but I just want to stress one point. I believe most of us who participate in talks are adults. So I personally expect everyone to behave as such, because we cannot allow this to be turned into some kindergarten play here. So we want to have serious conversation. And we should not draw ourselves into unnecessary confrontations. Having said that, of course, my time has come to a serious halt, and Sally is here. Sally, good afternoon.
Afternoon, friends. How are you?
Very good. How's it?
I don't want to complain.
Yeah.
I'm okay, thanks. How are you doing?
No, I'm okay.
Yeah?
Yes.
How is your show?
Yeah, the show is good.
Yeah,
the show was good, and I hope you have an awesome show.
Thank you. Yeah, I have a special guest. Oh my goodness, I just remembered. I don't have my glasses. Yay! Wow. Wow. Okay. Anyway. This is going to be horrible. I clearly have to do my show standing. But yes, we have a special guest today. We are discussing public speaking, the power of public speaking as a tool to change minds and to basically change minds. Right now I'm stressed that I left my eyes at home.
Yeah, you guys with eyes.
Yeah.
I thought... Yeah, some of us are without eyes.
Yeah.
But of course, as long as you have oxygen and you have a mouth.
Okay. I can check that off my list. Thank you for that.
All right. Have a great show.
Thank you.
To our valued listeners and all Namibians, we are living in unprecedented times which have seen some extraordinary steps being taken, some of which have suspended the most basic of human rights.
And this is because for the first time ever since our country won its independence, we have been hit by a dangerous virus, which is a threat to our livelihoods, the COVID-19.
The situation calls for us not to panic, but to work together and eradicate the spread of the virus.
At Eagle FM, we urge you to always wash your hands with soap or use hand sanitizers.
Limit or avoid travel and respect our laws and obey authority.
We have the answer, and we will fight this the Namibian way. As Namibians, together, as one Namibia, one nation. Let's stand together against COVID-19.
Speak your mind while respecting the opinions of others.
But how can you say Namibia was brought on a silver platter when so many people were massacred?
No, that's not what I mean. Mm-hmm. I mean on the silver platter
in terms of the infrastructure.
Of the infrastructure. Mm-hmm. You know, there were schools, there were roads, there were...
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
To grab that victory against Ivory Coast will be a big one for us. It will be the first...
For social position to raise a child. What does that mean? Baby dumping.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
The commanders say hold fire, they hold fire. When the commander says fire, they fire. You know, they are trained to kill. We are trained to arrest people and bring them before court.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
That's why some of us wear unbranded clothes. Mm. Because it's about selling their product.
So talk on Eagle FM. Eagle FM, the
first free-range eggs produced and packaged.